Today we're talking about a unique and ecologically sound end-of-life service. With us is Micah Truman, founder and CEO of Return Home. Welcome, Micah. Could you tell us a little bit about Return Home and what it does?
Sure. Return Home has been designed, as you said, to provide an ecological end-of-life service for us when we die. We transform human remains into soil through a process we call terramation. So we've just built the world's first large-scale facility here in Auburn in Washington, and we begin operations this week.
Oh, that is terrific. So how does this terramation work?
Terramation is an in-vessel system. So what we do is we place the body in a vessel, an independent vessel, and into the vessel we place something we call organics, which is sawdust and alfalfa and straw, and we place the body in the vessel with the organics. The process then kicks into gear. In our body are microbes, which are designed to transform us, right? That's why when we go and we die and go back to the earth, we disappear. We transform. And what our process does is takes the microbes in the body and essentially puts them on hyperspeed. And what would normally take years, in our case, takes a month to transform the body into soil.
Really?
After that month is done, after the month is done and the body is soil, we let it sit for one more month just because it does need to sort of stabilize, just like any other composting process. That's exactly what happens the world over. And we then deliver it to the family. So it's a pretty remarkable process.
It is. It really is. How much soil does terramation produce?
On the order of a cubic yard, which is a lot, about 500 pounds. And it's an interesting, it's a fairly large amount. The family can take as much as they'd like, and we will then donate any excess amount to land in need of revitalization. So we will place it where it's needed most, should the family not be able to take it all.
Now, what are the ways that this is considered ecologically sound?
Mm-hmm. Well, when we look at burial and cremation, let's just sort of start with that. Mm-hmm. Burial is ecologically somewhat challenging. We use graveyards. We dig a grave that involves cement and rebar and place a body in it. And obviously that has ecological consequences reasonably significant. Cremation, which is really interesting because 90% of Seattle and 80% of Washington cremate. That takes 30 gallons of fuel, and essentially what we do is we incinerate a body and put all the good things that the body could give the earth into the air as greenhouse gas. And that is our ecological alternative, and we would love to have a solution that's a little bit better. Ours only involves, as I'd said, the use of organics. We also add water, so those are our inputs. And while there's some CO2 exhaled through the process, that pretty much is as much as we use. There is no fossil fuel. And at the end, there is nothing that goes back to the earth that the earth doesn't benefit from.
That's amazing. And just the thought of being useful, my body, you know, being useful after I die, that is incredible. You know, rather than just laying around kind of rotting away, if you'll pardon the expression. That's a bad way to put it, but basically that's kind of what happens.
Yeah, well, you know, we choose to think of it as, you know, we're going to transform and go back to the earth no matter what. It's going to happen to us. And so for us, we're just thinking, let's do it as ecologically as possible. And that's what excites us and gets me up in the morning. I think it's a really neat new thing that we can be doing to ensure our last act on this planet is to give back to it.
Yeah, exactly. How does this cost-wise compare to, say, getting cremated?
Sure. Cremation runs from between, I don't know, $700-$800 all the way up to a few thousand, $2,000-$3,000. Our process costs $4,950. And burial costs whatever it costs because there's so much, you know, additional expense, graveyard or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, we're a little more expensive than cremation and by and large a great deal cheaper than burial.
Wow, but it does so much good for the earth.
it does have some benefits that we think are really profound. So, yes, I think that that is true.
We've been talking with Micah Truman, founder and CEO of Return Home. Thank you so much, Micah. This has been fascinating. Thanks for joining us on KGMI.